Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Noon in Maricopa Option County, Arizona, and time for your daily nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our TGIF Live studio audience is ready for the weekend and are excited to take action to grow their businesses, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference. You can join them on our great awakening journey by putting on your common sense caps and going to our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, grabbing your pens and paper, and listening to episode 171 for all the information and instructions for our March Madness Maskless Month, 31 days of makeovers, motivation, and marketing. 31 days because it takes 21 to make a habit. We all fall off the wagon, including me. Did it again this week. No more excuses and no more masks, people. They're dirty. They don't work. Make you sick. There's 226 segments of this live show delivered by our 119 amazing partners to help you achieve everything you want in your life. And as you can hear, the sound's a little bit better than yesterday. So we're back in the studio. Mics are working. Everything seems to be good. Ironically, yesterday we were talking a little too much about faith and God and recalls and country. Censorship. Censorship, they don't like us. Evil's lurking around every corner, people. Today's topic's on episode 184, Hire Gen Z. Connection, community action, hashtag level up now. Delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Hannah Williams, helping business owners recruit and hire top Gen Z talent. Bill Ranshaw, guiding your transformation to living a present, connected, and empowered life of abundance. Sorry, Bill. That furry beard distracted me. Jason Bressler, local community events to support nonprofits. No, somebody snuck in a little dog into the studio. I guess there's some pet thing coming up. Jason will tell you all about it. Tammy Girl Lennon, hashtag tips and tricks. Hope she's feeling better. She was down yesterday on Wednesday. She's back in the studio today. And Elliot Vang, how to become a high performer. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of life, make a difference. One location for all the information. Make it your new homepage, bookmark it, start your day with everything, homeresourceplatform.com. Everything's home. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Breaking news, it's all about taking action today and this weekend. Number one, the theme for the week. For March Maskless Madness is Community Awareness, Action, and Faith. Our Tuesday and Thursday all-star partners were absolutely incredible. They delivered two of the most powerful shows of the year and quite possibly ever heard on planet Earth. Planet Earth. I highly encourage everyone to listen to 181 with Dan Schwartz, Mary Ann Mendoza, and Missy Perdue, and 183 with Pastor Greg Young, Shelby Bush, and the Prophet Amanda Grace. I got her to chat for 45 minutes yesterday. Great. Absolutely great. Number two, this Saturday here in Glendale, Arizona, Scott Pressler is joining our friends Shelby and Eric from We the People AZ Alliance, you know, the team that's recalling the Yahoos in Merrick Corruption County and Doug Ducey and a few other losers here in Anarchy, Arizona. At this live event, Scott will show you how to run for office at every level. So go to our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the AZ Events tab for all the details. Number three, This Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time is the Make America Free Again Virtual Summit, and Sidney Powell is leading the lineup of speakers. The tickets are free, and all the information is on the virtual events page at our Take Action tab. Here's a message from the founder of the event, Raj Doraswamy, and I think it's how most of you are feeling, so I thought you might want to know that you're not alone.
We are responsible for where we are now. We've got to take ownership of that. We've got to stop. We've got to go action, action, action. I'm the guy that's not has not been politically active, been busy with my family, my business, my work. But when things happened on January 6th, that fateful day in Washington, the entire planet shifted. And so I, as an individual, went from being kind of passive, not interested, too busy, to completely invested in stopping what is happening here. And that's the key, by collaborating strategically on certain action items.
Today's topics on episode 184, Hire Gen Z, Connection, Community Action, hashtags, level up now. It's March 19th, the time to rip off your dirty masks. They don't work. They actually make you sick, people. And our symbolism of control and tyranny, time to reclaim your freedoms, go back to normal, take action, and reopen America 100%. Here's a little carry to remind you that you are a champion, and get you pumped up for a weekend of taking action, kicking arse, and making a difference in everything you want.
I'll be the last one standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest, I'm stronger. Bet my dues can't lose, I'm my own.
Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 184, Hire Gen Z, Connection, Community, Action, hashtag level up now. First up, new partner, Ms. Hannah Williams. She is a Gen Z expert who's helping business owners recruit, and hire top Gen Z talent to be at the forefront and have a competitive advantage. Audience, give her a big round of applause. Welcome the new partner.
Hey there, Hannah, Michelle. How are you?
I am good. Are you pumped up?
Oh, I am. I am excited to be here. We're having what's called a full spring here in North Carolina. So it's beautiful for about 2 days, and then it goes back to snowing.
I think I've driven through North Carolina and never really went there. I grew up in New Jersey, so we did the tri-state area, and then you went down to Florida. So we didn't do... Wait, too
nice.
Much for a little DC, but other than that, and really not much in between. So since you're new to the platform, new partner, love to have some new fresh faces, fresh voices as part of the community. Tell us a little bit about you, and then tell me what age bracket is Gen Z. Well, first tell me that. What age is that, Gen Z?
Absolutely. So I'm on the upper curve of Gen Z. I'm 23, but we technically Gen Z is defined as anybody between age 12 and age 25. So basically, if you are a kid and you don't remember 9/11 as being a defining part of your life, then you can call yourself a Gen Zer.
All right. So then the one above you is the millennials, or there's another one in between there that I missed?
Yeah, there is a millennials are right above us. So anybody 25 to about 40 is a millennial, and then you get into Gen X, and then up to the boomer generation.
All right, thank you. I'm Gen X, and after that I tuned out. So I was like, I lost track. All right, tell us a little bit about you, and then let's talk about these Gen Z little babies. You're only 12. You're only 23. Oh my gosh, good for you that you're doing all this that early. Congratulations.
you know, is interesting. It's actually a big characteristic of my generation to be kind of getting ahead of the curve and doing these things like building businesses or, you know, even creating a TikTok account. But yes, a little bit about me, Michelle, it's pretty simple. I'm set out to build a movement of people in the workplace who demand radical empathy. And I really came into that conversation. Let me tell you a little bit about my story getting into this. So my journey into entrepreneurship actually began in the back of a blue pickup truck when I was 12. My dad was an entrepreneur ever since I can remember. And so I was sitting back, I'm the oldest of seven children, sitting in the back of his old blue Chevy, and we're rambling down the highway. He owned a real estate company. So we're going about, you know, the old fashioned way, collecting rents from door to door. And, you know, I'm sitting back with my homework distracted, and my dad hands me his cell phone and he says, "Okay, Hannah, the phone's ringing and there's a guy at the end of the line. He wants to sell his house and you're going to close the deal." And I'm sitting there, you know, freaked out of my mind, 12 years old, don't know what in the world I'm doing. And I took the phone and fumbled through this call. And sure enough, within a couple of weeks, we had that house under contract and my dad actually still owns it. That was my introduction to the world of entrepreneurship. Shockingly, story is actually not that unique. Yeah. So it's actually not that unique. There's an entire world, entire community of Zers who are kind of given that introduction to entrepreneurship at a very young age, and that's what catalyzed my passion for my generation. So I'm curious, as you being a Gen Xer, how much have you heard about the Gen Z conversation and how workplaces are changing?
Zero. I didn't even know the age bracket. I had no idea. See, I don't have kids, so I missed out on all these things that I have to know about because I've gotten a hall pass where if I want to pay attention to it, I can't. I don't have to. So I had no idea that the Gen Z was 12 to 25. So I know absolutely nothing about the Gen Z people, which I would have to say I'm not alone. There's probably many, many of us in my age bracket and above that really don't know that much unless they have a child in that age bracket.
Well, and that's what I found. I actually, because of that introduction to entrepreneurship at age 12, I ended up enrolling in online college, so going a little bit of a different path when I was 14. So I graduated with my degree in international business at 18 and was thrust into the world of consulting right after that. So I actually found myself sitting around the table, you know, traveling all over the country as a consultant with another brand, speaking with, you know, people from your generation and boomers. And they would all tell me, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm 19 years old, I've got my little sparkling water because I can't drink alcohol yet. And all these people are asking me, you know, "You millennials, what's the problem with you? I can't recruit you. I can't retain you. You want 6 months of paternity leave as soon as you come into my company." And you know, I didn't actually really resonate with those statements because I didn't realize at the time that I'm not a millennial. So I began digging into this research of why are there so many, you know, misunderstandings about Generation Z. And the more I uncovered and the more leaders I spoke with, the more I realized, no, this is a real need and a real misunderstanding. And companies are spending millions, if not billions of dollars trying to recruit Gen Z the same way they did millennials, and it's failing. And they're wondering why. So that's where I'm stepping in and helping companies bridge that gap between Gen Z and their strategies in the workplace, whether it comes to recruitment or retention or leadership.
I'm still stuck on the fact that you graduated college at 18. So it's like, you know, you had me at hello. No, you had me at pickup deals at 12, closing real estate transactions, and then you had me at 18 finishing college. Wow, smart cookie. Good for you. I'm really, really impressed that you found this niche that you fall into, but you also, you're a shining example of what this generation is capable of and the way that they think and act. Real quick, why do you think this generation is so different than the millennial?
That is a great question, and one that I get very frequently.
Like, how do we fix it? We screwed up one and then we fixed another? It's like, what happened?
So it's really interesting. You know, I think millennials oftentimes get a bad rap of being the, you know, the job hopper generation. And when it comes to Gen Z, there's a couple of major distinctions, but I'll talk about the very primary ones. So First of all, Gen Z was raised by your generation, so Gen X parents. So we actually grew up, instead of being very idealistic about the world, we grew up very pragmatic and skeptical about the world. So what I mean by that is, you know, imagine you're a 14-year-old, maybe you're a freshman in high school, and you're sitting in your lunchroom at school. Well, now it's different, but say, you know, a year ago, you're sitting in the lunchroom at school, and you're just in the early growth phases of life and maturity, and you are pretty, you know, in a school right across the road, there was a shooting that just happened the previous week. So you're sitting in that lunchroom, you know, looking at that door, almost assuming that someone's going to walk in and start blowing the place up. You know, you kind of have this reactive feel about the world. And beyond that, you know, now that COVID has hit and we're getting labeled as the Zoomer generation, which, you know, I have my own thoughts about that, of, you know, being labeled by technology, which I don't think we should be as a generation. But we're, because of, you know, nonetheless, the fact that we are at home and during the formative years of our life, whether we're graduating college or we're just in middle or high school, we're now losing the sense of community, or, you know, at least the little sense that we used to have. So all these factors and many more have really created a generation that is, number one, extremely skeptical about how the future looks, which can play out in positive and negative, for sure. But number two, we're also very driven. You know, we have grit, I think a lot of generations didn't have before us. We're not up for something we believe, but we're also not going to be the first to say anything is easy. So if we want to take a stand on something, we know we're going to have to put in hard work and effort to get there, and that our voice is going to have to fight through millions of others to be heard. So there, that one distinction, even the pragmaticism versus the idealism of the millennial generation, is a major distinction about how Gen Z approaches decision making and what we're going to bring to the workplace in terms of value, but also how we really approach the workplace. And we could have, you know, hours of conversation about how that plays itself out in terms of benefits or policy structure or the way leadership should treat us and mentor us. But that one distinction, I would say, is something that really defines, you know, how different we are.
Fascinating. I love Gen Z now. I'm a big Gen Z fan. I'm a big Hannah fan. So Hannah, I'm trying to keep it on schedule today. So give your website or contact anyone if you have something coming up you want to plug. And then I need you to make sure you jump on the calendar for April, because I am excited to have you back. And you're an incredible addition to this platform. You're expanding our audience to the Gen Z world. I'm a huge fan of Gen Z and Hannah now. So give your contact information.
I appreciate that, Michelle. Yes, so you can reach me at hannahgwilliams.com. So that's Hannah with an H at the end, gwilliams.com. And you can connect to all my social and everything there. But if you connect to that website, you can follow me and the Radical Empathy Movement, which is what I'm setting out to, you know, bridge the gap between Gen Z and the workplace, no matter your generation.
Very impressed, young lady. You're 23. Very, very impressed. Keep up the great work. I have a feeling you're going to be in some sort of political capacity at some point here. But on the good side, not on the bad people side, not on all these demons that are there now. You'll jump on the good side with the Gen X crown. Thanks for coming on. Like I said, make sure you jump on for April, and welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the ship, my friend. It's going to be a fun ride.
Thank you, Michelle. Have a good one.
You too. Gen Z, who knew? All right, it's 12:18. How am I doing on time? Oh, we went over. All right, I'm going to do my best to make sure we keep this on track today. And my guests are going to comply with their 7 to 8 minute window there. Even though we're doing seven, we're going to probably do a little bit more. We're all in this together. We're all going to make it happen. We're not going to have these 4-hour shows anymore. I want the information in. I want it out. I want to make sure that everybody is paying attention so they can get the tangible tips and takeaways to make a huge difference in every aspect of their lives. Next up is Bill Ranshaw. He's the creator of the Connected Being Program. He's helping you transform to living a present, connected, and empowered life of abundance. Audience, big round of applause for my furry friend. You started it, dude.
Thank you, Michelle. And yes, I can see where my beard gets in the way.
So you're like a mountain man in Colorado. I was like, whoa, what happened to my friend? Where's my friend's face?
I know,
but where's my friend's face?
Yeah. I'm still reluctant to wear the skinny jeans out here. But first of all, I want to say thank you to Hannah for being on the show. What an asset. She's fantastic, yeah. And it makes me, you know, question my own self-worth being on here at age almost 50 and all the things that she's doing at 23 and her transformation at 12 selling the house. I love her story. I look forward to seeing her growth. She's really neat to have on.
Oh, my God. I thought the same thing. I was like, I'm such a loser. Like, oh, my God. I can't have these young people on my show. They outdo me. This is bad.
I know.
Bye, Hannah. Thanks for coming. Don't call again. Making us old people
so
feel
I want
bad.
To, so I want to I want to make sure we keep us on time because I know how you and I always run over on time.
I know.
But
I'm
going to start starting my segments now with a little bit of a dad joke. I've been doing this with my fiance's trade shows that we've been doing. So a lot of people ask me how I got into my coaching with people around stopping porn and porn addiction and abundance and living. And I tell them, you know, initially I wanted to be an investment banker, but I lost interest. Some dad jokes from Bill Ranshaw.
I've used that joke before. That's why I'm laughing a little bit harder because I've used it. It's a stupid joke, but I like stupid jokes. It's cool.
Oh, that's good. So I also wanted – there's a good takeaway from what Hannah was talking about to what I do because her age demographic, Gen Z, really is a big focus of what I preach. And just to remind people is I am a recovered porn and sex addict, which plagued my life for about 30 years. And after I stopped, actually Sunday will be my 4-day anniversary of stopping. And so I'm very excited about that. But understanding what happened and most people where because porn is so readily available to people at such a young age and it's alarming at the intensity of what it is as well as, you know, the cost. It's free. So that is a generation that's coming out into their 20s who may have been subconsciously taught that porn is actually a healthy habit and not realizing the damage that it's going to be doing to their life throughout their future. And primarily with what I talk about connection and connecting with people, the world around you, yourself, and all those type of things. I am seeing there are a lot of younger people realizing this at a younger age. So I'm very hopeful. Because it can have such a drastic effect like it did in mine. Just being numb. I had, I think, mild depression on and off, just loss of focus. So much in my life that it affected, not just, you know, on top of, like, sexual problems that it had with me. So having that Gen Z understand what it does. So that's a shameless plug, I guess, for me, but awareness to that generation.
Yeah, when you first came on the show, I think it was – you were on the first show, so you were back in October, and you threw that on what you were doing. We reconnected. You know, for the audience who doesn't know, we've been friends for like 30 years. I think it's that long. I had no idea. I had no idea that this was a huge problem. But then once you talked about some of the issues and the end results and what it was causing, I said, oh, that totally makes sense. Because you're like desensitizing yourself to so many different things, and it's just as bad as any other type of addiction, except it's really hidden. You know, if your friends were drinking or doing drugs, you would kind of know. This you don't know, but there's other ramifications that are deeper rooted when it comes to like emotions and people and connections and relating. And so, it's quite fascinating, and it's very widespread. I had no idea.
Well,
so.
And the good thing that I learned is there's definitely a way out of it. And the, kind of the turning point for me when I realized was to stop focusing on just trying to stop porn and sex addiction, because then you're attempting to just give something up, and that's so hard to do. You're giving up your security blanket, your place to hide, to run to, your drug for numbing anxiety, depression, all those type of things. But when I turned my mindset around, really focusing on, okay, what can I gain out of this? And really the focus was gaining on connect with primarily myself, with people in the world around me. Once I did that, I realized, okay, I have an opportunity to gain so much. And now, you know, this porn and sex addiction is really holding me back from the future I want and the connection I want with the world and myself and people. And so that really made the transformation happen a lot quicker. And that is something that I obviously focus on all the time amongst many other things. And one thing that I want to, you know, maybe give somebody as a takeaway that I coach with people, and they can do this on their own. One thing to do to start maybe connecting with yourself and the world around you, I like to coach people and tell them, and if they want to record this and play it back, is to do what I call a dopamine detox. It's not strictly just dopamine, but have people or to take a 24-hour time period. And today's a great day because I usually tell people like a Friday night from 8 p.m. to a Saturday night at 8 p.m. And at 8 p.m., you shut off all electronics. You shut everything down. And you begin to go into a world of your own for the next 24 hours. You wake up in the morning, no cell phone, no TV, no radio, no newspapers, no type of media intake at all. And you spend the entire rest of the day with just your brain and your journal pad. And throughout that day, just journal, go on walks, spend some time outside, have limited contact with your spouse and your family if you can be, and completely just get lost in yourself for 24 hours and disconnect. And the challenge is, and what this helps you do, and so many of us, by design, we are designed now by everything around us with the media to live into the future, whether it be 50 years, 5 years, or 5 minutes into the future. We have completely lost the ability to truly live and just being present. And that's where all possible, where all things can be possible. And, you know, take some time to learn how to do that. And then a lot of things open up for you, because when you're living 5 minutes into the future, that's, you're always prone to depression, anxiety, stress, and all those type of things. And same thing if you're always reminiscing about the past. But when you get to that space of present, that's where, you know, abundance, love, connection, gratitude, possibility, hope, all that lives in that moment. You can get so much done.
Oh my, 24 hours to do that. That would probably be one of the hardest things I've ever done, is to turn everything off. Or, well, to not be at my desk would be one of the hardest things, but to do that literally for 24 hours. Oh my gosh. I'd be afraid of what comes out. Because I would think too much.
If you put everything aside and set up, and you know, not where everybody says, I'm going to get work done. You plan for it just like we used to do. And you'll realize
remember in college, we somehow would be able to put together all these events and find people, but we didn't have cell phones, but somehow we managed to just make it like it just is now. It's magic. It's unbelievable. I used to pull it off with a landline. I don't know. It's crazy. Crazy talk.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are, you know, people work, you know, work on connecting with others, you know, do those little tricks. I also say first thing in the morning, do not look at your cell phone. Do not look at your cell phone throughout the night. I know I did it last night. I picked it up for some stupid reason, not following my own rules. And I was up for an hour because my brain was just triggered. And all of a sudden it was thinking and moving, and I was talking to itself and thinking about what needed to be done. And if you can train yourself to not look at it at night, put it down, put it in another room, get a different alarm clock that you can use. And not look at your phone until you get your morning ritual out of the way in the morning. You end up with so much more natural energy throughout the day, which was a big problem I had throughout my whole life.
Wow. Unbelievable. And just so people realize, when you're talking about the porn addiction that you had, it applies, all of these things apply to any addiction. It's like taking the time out to find out why it is that you're doing what you're doing, because it could be anything. It doesn't matter. You could plug in any type of addiction, and there's many, many kinds. I mean, sitting at your desk like I do, that's somewhat of an addiction. I'm sure someone could psychoanalyze that, figure out, you know, what traumatic thing happened when I was six as to why I can't leave the damn desk. So it doesn't matter. We all have something. So it all goes back to that, where everything is a mask for a trigger.
We always have a trigger that we end up, you know, masking from anxiety, and it's always our escape blanket, whether it be porn or alcohol or cocaine or whatever it might be. And, you know, my story includes,
sounds like a fun party, doesn't it?
A bunch of that stuff.
I'm getting triggered, Michelle.
Look out.
Speaking of how I met Bill.
I'm going to go rip lines now. Look out.
Yeah, that's kind of how Bill met. So, yeah, that's how we met. Alrighty.
Stop that.
I'm just kidding.
Partial truth.
Yeah, we never did coke together. Bill, give your contact information so people can get a hold of you.
Best way is just Google my name, Bill Ranshaw, R-A-N-S-H-A-W, but you can also find me at billwilderment.org. There you can find my YouTube channel where I talk about all this stuff, have opportunities, and give free ways for you to set up a conversation with me if you feel like you're struggling from some of the challenges I talked about.
Awesome. Make sure you're on for April, my friend. And then I want to do a special segment with you. All right, well, okay, then I probably already sent you a message. But I want to put together a special segment. Yeah, thanks. It's a lot swirling around in this little brain of mine. You know what I mean? A lot swirling around in there. So we'll do a special segment.
Well, I look forward to the rest of the group today.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we'll plan
something. We've talked about it.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting caught up this weekend. So what did you want to say real quick?
Okay.
Did you want to say something?
I just want to say, you know, I look forward to hearing the rest of the folks today. And again, you know, congratulations to Hannah for being on the show. I'm so excited about the stuff she's up to.
Yeah, Gen Z. Who knew? All righty. Gen Z. Gen Z rock.
Yeah.
Gen X. Gen Z. What happened to millennial? I don't know. All right. Thanks, Bill. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too. Have an awesome weekend.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you so much. All right. Before we bring on our next guest, we are 2-3 minutes behind. I just want to let everybody know, make sure that you subscribe to the show, Apple Podcasts. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, they're censoring us big time. It is crazy. It's crazy. So if you can do us a favor and rate and review the show, that would be awesome. And we can get back up into the rankings there. If there's other platforms that you could subscribe on, that would probably be better. Or just know that you can always find us here at noon, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for this month. And I think what I'm doing is I'm going to be adding on another show Tuesdays and Thursdays moving forward in April, but they'll be short ones. And all of the shows are always on all over the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. On the homepage, on the Take Action tab, the Partners and Patriots tab, and obviously the episodes page. And also make sure that you comment and share and follow us on social media. And I'm encouraging everybody to kind of transition a little from Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter if you can. So we're on Rumble. We're going to be on Gab pretty extensively here shortly. And all of the links to connect with us, and including joining our newsletter, or at the top of our pages, homepage, all the other pages, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click the graphic and you can rate and review. You can subscribe. You can follow us on social media. And, this is what I did want to tell you. I have we've got an incredible, incredible guy, Big D. He owns the Global Enlightenment Radio Network, and he's been streaming us live for a couple weeks now, and he's just an amazing supportive partner. And he's getting the word out about us. And Wednesday we had over 61,000 live listeners on the show. So I appreciate him so much. So Big D, thank you so much. Tell your mom hi. He's getting the word out somewhere people can hear the messages that matter from our partner. So let's bring on our next guest. So I don't want him to hang on anymore, because he's got some very exciting things coming up this month and in the future here. Next up is Mr. Jason Bressler. He's the founder of the nonprofit Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation, and they are helping tons of small nonprofits. Amazing work that he's doing. So, it must be pet adoption coming up. Somebody snuck in that dog into the studio. Audience, give him a big round of applause. Mr. Bressler, how are you today?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. So we've got pet adoption coming up this month, right?
Yes, Saturday, March 27th at Floor and Decor in Glendale, 5880 West Bell Road. We're excited. We have over 50 vendors signed up, and going to hopefully adopt over than we normally do.
So is it just dogs and cats, or do they sneak in some exotic kind of random something, like, you know, throwing a parrot or something? There's just cats and dogs.
It's mostly dogs and cats, and sometimes we have reptiles, sometimes we have birds, so you never know what is going to be brought by a vendor.
Right. You never know what you might go home with. You're like, honey, look what I got. And you're like, you need to take that back. That is not living in the house. So people can go there to adopt a pet. And a lot of these shelters, from what you talked about last time you were on the show, there's not a ton of animals that are available for people. So this is a good time, a good place to find a pet for your whole family, you know, the forever home. So now's the time. It's spring, and these guys need homes. They need homes. The furry little creatures need homes.
Yeah, absolutely. We have several rescues who do a great job in the community rescuing these animals, and then training and making sure that these animals are adoptable. And yes, people are adopting since the pandemic started on a frequent basis. but there will be plenty of animals to adopt. And I encourage everyone to come out who's thinking about adopting a pet, who's thinking about a new companion. They are amazing to have, and we're just glad and honored to be able to support these local nonprofit organizations that are really struggling right now and really need our help. And we have a lot of vendors coming out that, you know, our local businesses that want, we greatly appreciate your support at this time. So it's going to be a fun event. It's going to be, you know, an event that always raises a lot of awareness for organizations that people may not know about. And we're excited to get that awareness out.
Well, and that's what you're so great at. I mean, you are constantly out there networking with people and doing the promotions, and your foundation helps many, many small businesses that don't have the budgets for the promotion, for the staff, or for even getting the publicity, or even being able to organize events at a level where they're going to generate the attendance or the activity to make it even worth putting the event on. So the amount of work, the great work that you guys are doing over there at the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation helps so many smaller organizations here where it's really grassroots. I mean, as opposed to a big conglomerate nonprofit that, you know, a lot of the money is going to overhead, and they help a little, you know, little grant here, a little grant there. This is real. And also keep in mind too, I want the audience to realize, and I want you to comment on it a little bit here. If they don't want an animal, they could still participate. You don't have to just even donate money. You can donate time and work with you at the Phoenix Metro Chamber if you want to go to the event just for the entertainment factor, because whenever you're dealing with people and animals, it's just funny things happen. And the other thing, too, is they can donate items, right? Don't you need items for this event, but all of the other organizations that you're working with? You want to plug anything else that's coming up and the overall need of things that you guys are always looking for help and for donations?
Yes, we're always seeking volunteers and folks who want to collaborate with us on new ideas to help charities and those they serve. We have various committees as well as a board that is always open to new candidates, and we are always listening to the needs of our community. So we, on an ongoing basis, collect supplies for various charities, including pet food, pet toys, pet supplies, clothing, hygiene items, non-perishable food. And we deliver these items on a weekly basis to our partner charities. And we're always looking to collaborate with these charities on their events because their staffs are very small or they don't have staff. And it really makes a huge impact for a lot of these charities that do not have the resources. And also the smaller businesses that don't have the time, again, or resources to get involved, we provide them with those opportunities to be involved. As you mentioned, Michelle, we set up the events, we set up the volunteer efforts, we set up the donation drives. It's very easy for us to help businesses be even more philanthropic and socially responsible. We pride ourselves on exceeding the expectations of our partner charities and donors and volunteers and supporters. And anyone can come out to our events. We welcome everyone to participate in some manner. And yes, they can donate items as well as their time, as well as their talents and ideas. We have so many opportunities to be involved, and we're really just getting started. We're a four-year-old organization, and we continue to hear needs in the community almost every day. And it's imperative that we continue to be that resource. We continue with our volunteers, supporters, leadership team, and sponsors to respond to those needs proactively. And so we can only do that with additional assistance. And I am always open, as you know, Michelle, to meeting with someone or to making the time necessary to make sure that we are responding to those needs. You know, like you, I'm always, working, and our team is always working and responding to the many needs that these charities and our community has. So, we always have ongoing needs.
Ongoing everything. You're always ongoing with everything. Well, and the thing too is it's a great resource to find nonprofits that are smaller that are also vetted. I mean, you're working with different organizations where you know that the work that they're doing. Nowadays you got to screen everybody, you got to vet them, you got to make sure that the money's going to the right places and they're actually doing the good work that they say they were going to be doing. So you've done all that heavy lifting, so people just don't have to assume and then maybe start working with an organization or supporting it and then realize it's not quite what they had, you know, made themselves out to be. So that's another feature of having your structure and the way that you've designed this foundation to make it most efficient and effective for everybody on all sides. You know, it's all sides. It's like you've already done, you've already checked everybody out. So, you know, those are the good ones. Those are the ones that you can support where you're going to see progress. Because if you want to, you're going to get involved with an organization at any type of level. You want to know that they're producing the results of what their objective is and their mission. You want to see that as opposed to going, oh, well, we helped one person. Well, that's a lot of money for that's a lot of money. And there's only one. That's nope. You should have just, you know, at that point, I just could have handed the guy the cash. I think we would have been better off there. It's kind of like the way the government works. It's just why don't you just hand the money to the people rather than, you know, funneling it through all these other things. But on that note, before we go off on a tangent, give your contact information, plug the event one more time, and then we're going to bump to the next guest.
So our website is PMC.foundation. Anyone can reach out to me at 602-561-2348 or at jason@pmc.foundation. I also am on LinkedIn and Facebook if anyone would like to connect and start communicating about how we can work together to make a greater impact for these charities, each other, our businesses, and those they serve. And our event is Saturday, March 27th. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Floor and Decor in Glendale, 5880 West Bell Road. And it's going to be our spring pet adoption event where we will adopt over 50 pets. We will have over 50 vendors, and it will be a great time for everyone to come and just support great causes. And once again, we are accepting pet toys, pet food, pet supplies, silent auction items, raffle items, and items for 300 prize bags that will go out to our attendees and our volunteers and our sponsors and our vendors. And we anticipate over 500 people, as usual, to attend this event. So, again, we appreciate your support, Michelle. We appreciate our partnership, and we are making that impact on those that really need the help.
Well, you're very welcome, and you definitely are making that impact. You're one of the good people doing good business and good things, and that's why you're a great partner for us, and we're here to support you anyway. So thank you so much, Jason Bressler, and the information for Jason is all over the website, not to mention the event is listed on the Arizona events page at the Take Action tab, so you can't say you can't find it. Didn't know. Those excuses. No more excuses, people. If you can't find Jason, I just can't help you. I can't. This guy's all over the place, especially on social media and our website. So thank you so much, Jason. I appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Good guy. He's such a good guy. He's a hard worker, and he's constantly connecting and getting people to get involved in their community. So he's just a pleasure to have on the platform. So how about those partners? We've got one, two, three already that have already gone. All different categories, just great personalities, really good supportive people. Like I said, good people doing good business and good things. If you're interested in becoming a partner of the platform and having a segment on the show, on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, at the Partners and Patriots tab, and also the Take Action tab, and on the homepage, there's a big graphic there. So if you just click on the graphic, that'll get you through to schedule your spot. You become a partner and join the community. I mean, this is what we're designing it for. So you have a trustworthy resource. So you have all the information in every single possible category that you want to improve in your life, or even some entertainment. And whether it's business or it's nonprofits or it's personal, it's all there. I mean, like I said, 226 of these live segments, 130 one-on-one interviews with a whole another list of partners and 119 partners to you know, hear the messages that matter from these people that you need to know about, plus a lot more information throughout the entire website. So this community wants you to be a part of it and know that you can trust these people and listen to what they have to say and network with them, work with them, hire them. And then, like I said, community, that it's a safe space here. Safe sanctuary, safe space, but in a good way, you know, like speakeasy kind of thing, you know, patriots. All right, let's bring on our next guest. She's obviously feeling better. She was a little down the other day. All right, so our next guest is Tammy Girl Linen. She's an author, speaker, Navy veteran, you know, we love our vets, and the hashtag marketing expert and founder of Profitable Shenanigans. And, you know, we are into the shenanigans here. So, audience, give her a round of applause. How you feeling, Tammy Girl?
I am feeling great, boy. I want to tell you what, being a partner is going to ruin my life. I'm looking at amazing beards. I got to go get some puppies this weekend. I'm connecting with great people. You're definitely the toxicity I welcome into my life. So thank you for having me again. I love what I do. Had jaw infection in my jaw, multiple jaw surgeries, and nothing gives me greater joy than all the people who are annoyed that I didn't shut up, even though I've had jaw surgeries.
That's awesome. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. So you are a piece of work, my dear. I'm so glad that we connected and then you're now a partner on the platform because your personality is spectacular. Plus, you're also really smart and good at what you do. So, I mean, like, you're the queen of hashtags. And let's jump right into that.
If somebody could tell my kids I'm smart, I would love that because they will tell you I can't tie my shoe. But.
Well, you tell them to give me a call, or I don't know. Do kids use phones? They just text. So tell them to text me, and then I will let them know. Then you're pretty smart cookie when it comes to all this.
Yeah, my kids are adults and have blocked me on social media. So, which is funny. Your children block you on social media. Make sure you, when my kids block me on social media, I block them on Cash App. Touche.
Exactly. That's what I always tell people. I said, you know, like it's like the kids don't listen to it. I'm like, yeah, but you give them money. Like you pay their cell phone, just shut that off. Tell them that if they're not going to do their chores or they're not going to pay attention, they get no money. And then all of a sudden, oh, well, they start doing things. It's not difficult. You just shut down you shut down the cash flow. It's, you know, fascinating concept. Fascinating concept. All right, let's talk hashtags, my dear. We could go and you and I can banter for days. So I want to get into the nuts and bolts here.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you, I loved about your guest before. I know we talked about hashtags. So here's the simple thing. Hashtags aren't as easy to explain as most people think because you've been lied to about, you know, use them on Instagram and nothing else. So as a great segment, I've already messaged Jason to give you guys an idea how important hashtags are. They're required on every platform now. If you use the wrong ones, you'll get banned. And we, in the last 3 years, using nothing using nothing but hashtags and volunteers, have raised just under $350,000 for small nonprofits throughout the area, Chemo Buddies for Life being the largest one. We used automations and we used hashtags that had zero marketing budget. So at the end of the day, in a time where marketing budgets are harder and harder to get, right? AC company in Arizona, good luck, $100 a click, right? You can get around that organic reach that is no longer there with hashtags when you use them properly. And now you have to use them properly, right? No more fake guru stuff. So it's really that simple, that blunt. We don't have the time to dive into why. I'm not in the convincing business, right? I'm not in the convincing business. I will just tell you what actually works, you know, and you guys can look me up. The type of people who write us checks to do those things for us, you know, is an indication of that. And we have a local nonprofit here as well. We raise money for pets. My service animal just passed away. I'll be looking for another big 200-pound dog. Don't have companies name the starving dog and proper shenanigans without wanting to give back to the community. So short and sweet. You don't know what hashtags are. They're not just for Instagram. If you're on social media and don't know how to use them and you use the wrong one, you will get banned. If you would like to avoid that, come find us. We have free resources and are happy to to, you know, look at a brand. And I would love to talk to, you know, we love community. We're helping a local air conditioning company now do a fundraiser for sex trafficking. And we'll be teaming up, you know, we do a lot of mental health stuff as well. Using nothing but hashtags. We have a hashtag wave program where people will not be able to go on social media without seeing your company's hashtag when you work with our ground team. So that's just a quick dirty so we can get back talking about pets and beer.
Oh, yeah. Which could go in numerous directions. Like, I mean, you could really take that.
I know.
Yeah, I don't even want to, I don't want to go down that road. It's not after five. It could go crazy. I want you to connect with Jason. I'm going to introduce you to Mitzi Purdue because you're talking about the sex trafficking. That's her big push. She's raising money for different organizations to deal with human trafficking. So I'm going to introduce you to a couple of people on our platform, and feel free to be proactive and reach out to the ones that you think you should be connecting with. And that's kind of what this whole thing is. It's a resource. It's a resource. I want you guys to use this as the partners, but it's there for the partners. It's there for the audience. It's there for new people. And I spend so much time not socializing, so much time not doing anything else in my life, but sitting here and creating and just adding to this website and content and partners like you so that people have the place where if they want to, you know, whatever they need literally is on this website. And I'm not exaggerating. So I want to make sure that I'm reminding everyone to use that. You use it also and make that connection, especially if you've heard it on the show, you're going to you already have an instant relationship with anyone that's been on this show, whether it's the partners that have been on the show and they want to communicate with each other, or it is the audience who wants to communicate. Tell them where you heard it. And I'm telling you, you're almost like VIP treatment because we're all doing this because there's a bigger picture attached to it. You know, everybody's talking about bringing together community and like-minded people, like-minded ideas. So don't feel that this is somebody that you can't contact because, you know, you heard them on a talk radio show or podcast. No. It's okay. Pick up the phone. It's okay. They'll talk to you. It's
and
not
actually
like,
seek to connect.
You know what I mean?
I'll talk to anybody. Most of these people will, right? But about true connection,
them,
right? Don't call us trying to sell some bullshit, but have some quality to give, and everybody will do it.
It's the way it used to be where you can build, you're building a relationship with somebody that you want to either get to know or work with or learn from. Not like nowadays, everything is on demand where you don't even know who that person is. You might see a video of them and you paid some money, but you'll never talk to that person. Well, that's not what any of these, I mean, obviously people have on demand courses and things like, but you still get that personal connection because you are attached to the show. I mean, you wouldn't get as much special treatment if you were just a stranger. So I'm just telling everybody, use that to your advantage because it will help you in every aspect of your life, business, personal, community, all of the above. So I know we just went on a tangent and I didn't mean to do that, but sometimes it just comes out of me. You know, it's like my PSA or my patriotic soapboxes. Just trying to help people, right? Tammy, that's your doing too.
It's Tammy Girl, not just Tammy. Please don't call me Tammy. I will hang up on you. But yeah, I appreciate it. No, it is correct. There's a lot to be said about taking action and connecting and just being upfront. We don't waste time. All right. So it's Tamara Lenan or Tammy Girl Lenan, or get hung up on. I'm not a Tammy. No offense to Tammys in the world, but if you meet a Tammy and you meet me, there ain't no mistake. I'm not in that realm, right? Tammy Girl, Drunken Irishman, really kind of fits. And we did that because nobody can say Tamara Lenan, right? Like, I'll be on an entire podcast tour in the UK, true story, and I was Tamara Lenan everywhere. And it really kind of just, you know, makes you give the spark dies a little bit when you go on all these places and everybody says your name wrong.
It's like
the opposite of Cheers, right? You go there, you want to go places everybody knows your name, but they need to pronounce it correctly while you're there if you want the extra magic, right?
Too funny. All right, give your website contact information, and then you said you've got some free resources as a little teaser for people to kind of understand what you're all about. I think they got a good idea of it today, and then I'm going to bump to the next guest. I'm going to try to keep it a little bit closer.
Absolutely. It's not a teaser. It's a time saver. So you could find me
I like
syphilis in the old days. I am also everywhere. If you Google at I am Tammy Girl, T-A-M-I Girl, at I am Tammy Girl, I am everywhere. I promise you, if you can't find me, you are actively hiding from me, but we will find you, right? Like, it's just, it's one of those things. We really, really are out there at I am Tammy Girl on all major platforms. Again, if you can't find me, you don't want to connect. And we are action takers. Our hashtag is put action where your hashtag is. That's why we love your show and why we're a partner with everything you do. Because everybody I have connected with from, you know, meeting, like you said, in this instant family, they take action. And that's what we do. Like, we take action. We get shit done. We make mistakes. We brush it off and we keep going, right? Like, yes, we cause fires, but we, you know, actively carry firemen with us. So that's what we're about. We're about, you know, get going and then get good. And I tell folks, you know, my process ain't pretty, but our results can be. And so that's simple. Find us at I am Tammy Girl. Thank you for having us. I know you got to get to the next amazing guest, and I got to go get a hold of Jason and find 47 dogs I don't need to bring home and bring them home.
And you're here in Arizona, so we need to connect. I'm not going to do the texting. I'm just going to pick up the phone and we'll figure out when we're going to get together. We need to go have a cocktail.
I would love that. Yeah. I don't text either because, again, my kids block me on social media. I block their text.
Yeah, just I'm going to pick up the phone old school. I use a pen, paper, and a phone. So I'll give you a call tomorrow. And we'll figure out when we're going to get together. Oh, my God.
I can't wait to mute this and listen to the rest of your show. Thank you. Again, thank you for ruining my life, because now the rest of today is going to be sending beard jokes to Bill and I. Restraining order time, right? Like, people, you know, they get me or they don't. So we're about to find out who.
Oh, my goodness.
I tell people, when we connect, I get my way. You're either going to connect with us or give us a restraining order. Let's find out together which one of those that is.
Oh, too funny. Too funny. I tell
Happy
people.
Friday, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, you definitely. I want to make sure that you always schedule yourself for Fridays, because this is a good Friday. Good Friday humor. So make sure you're on when you schedule for April in the future. You always pick a Friday if you can. That'll set the mode
check.
For the weekend.
I am scheduled in April already, but I'll go check. If it's not a Friday, I'm in. I do that on purpose. Yeah. Mondays and Fridays are my podcast radio show tour days, because I can't get into that function anywhere else. So I got to come in like a wrecking ball and go out like the wrecking ball, because, you know, we definitely are a disaster here.
My goodness. All right. I got a bump. I'm way behind. Yep. All right. I'll call you tomorrow.
Yes, sounds good. All right, bye. Thank you. Bye.
Oh man, I didn't see that coming. So we are over, but I couldn't say no. I couldn't say stop making me laugh and entertaining the guests on a Friday, getting y'all riled up for the weekend. I do have some more breaking news, but I'm going to give it to you after the next guest. But let me see if there's any other housekeeping tips. There's a ton, but like you said, we're pretty much over. Just again, make sure you listen to the episodes, all stars from this week, 181 and 183 yesterday. Unbelievable episode. A little bit more serious, but there was some fun in it. But it's really, really important. Take action items, take action tab, the events for this weekend. There's two of them. Again, you just rewind the show, listen to it again. All the information's there. And overall, I just want everybody to get those common sense caps on, right? Get those common sense caps on. For the show, I want you to do it for at least an hour, but I'd love you to leave them on like all day, maybe even sleep in it. And just a reminder that courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious, guys. So we just stick in this all together. And I'll just do my breaking news after we bring on our next guest. He's been so patient. Mr. Elliot Vang, he is a certified high performance coach. And it's time to level up. Audience, big round of applause for our very patient new partner. Elliot, thank you so much for being patient. The last segment went off the rails a little bit, but I'm going to rely on you to bring it back on track here.
No way. and no problem at all. I just love the vibes and the energy on your show, Michelle. So I'm super excited. Thank you for having me on. And Tammy girl, I just love, she's just a hoot. So.
Oh yeah, she's a piece of work. So I figured, you know, it is Friday. It's the end of the day, or well, the end of the show, and why not throw in a little entertainment for people in the middle of the day? At least here in Arizona. Where are you? Where are you? We're 651. Where's that area code?
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota.
So we're flying over the country.
Yeah, yeah. No, the land of Mike Lindell. We love Mike Lindell. I just got my, like, we ordered the buy one, get one, everything. So we got the sheets, we got the towels, and then I think, I don't know if we ordered the slippers yet. So we're big proponents of him and all the things that he's doing. And he was out here in Arizona 2 weeks ago, and we're trying to get him on the show. He's just very busy. And obviously he can't go home right now. It's not safe for him. But I'm just going to give a plug since you said Minnesota. If anybody wants to go and get the buy one, get one offers, plus huge discounts on all of his products, all of his proceeds go to the Lindell Recovery Network, which actually supports and provides free services for drug and alcohol recovery and addiction through his entire Lindell Recovery Network. So all the proceeds go from his company go to that of all the products. He's got like over 100 different products at MyPillow.com. The discount code is Mike, M-I-K-E. Hopefully soon we'll have our own for our show through him and get him on the show here and have also the executive director of the Lindell Recovery Network on the program. So, Elliot, I kind of used you made me throw in a PSA there, so I appreciate that.
No problem. I just wanted to add real quick about what what Tammy girl was talking about, how her kids block her on social media, and she says, well, I'll just block you on Cash App. Well, my kids aren't old enough for Cash App yet, so what I would do is say, hey, I'm going to block you off from the Wi-Fi, so, right?
Yeah.
Get them off from the internet.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, everybody starts paying attention. You're like, oh,
yes.
You want to go ahead and you want to sit next to dad or mom now and go, oh, look at you going putting the dishes away. Oh, look at that. It's amazing.
Correct, correct.
So, you know, parents forget the power that they have when they're, you know, their home, their money, their rules, and the little child is just there. The child, you know, up to like age 30, you just have to follow their instructions. You So guys, yeah. So people need to exercise their rights. You know, that's what they're there for. Be the parent that your parent was to you, not the one that you think that you should be, like the cool parent. You don't want your parent, like my mom always said that. She always said, Michelle, I'm not your friend. I'm your mother. And I was like, but we're friends. She goes, no, yes, we're a friend, but I'm not your friend. I'm your mother. There's a big difference. And I was like, oh yeah, that does make sense. I mean, like we do everything together, but you still. My mother. She's like, yep, it makes sense. I said, yes, yes, yes. That means you still have to listen and you still have to respect and you still have to follow instructions and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, different generation.
I'm Gen X,
that Gen Z. Maybe it sounds like we got a little bit of hope there. Millennials kind of a little off the rails, a little off the track, but maybe they're coming back around. A little older they get. It sounds like that, but I'm just going off what Hannah said. I had no idea that.
I'm just glad I didn't follow Hannah.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was like, I'm such a loser. She's 23, graduated college at 18. Oh
yeah.
My God. Oh, she's selling real estate from the back of a truck at 12. Like really?
Yes. Yes.
What is going on? Oh my goodness.
Right. Her dad's like, here, go close this deal. Like what?
I know. Honey, go close this deal. Your dad's got to go over here and do something else. You're going to go close that deal for us. And then the awesome part is they still own the house. Oh, my goodness.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
Just love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What a good little niche. Plus great personality to do that. So that's encouragement for the audience. And then we'll jump right into a little bit about you and high performance. Encouragement. See that somebody, it doesn't matter what age you are. You can be really, really young. You can be really, really old. You can be on the third, fourth go around of what you're trying to find that you do best in life. And it's all possible. It's all possible. Again, I just want everyone to listen to any of these shows. There's 226 segments, 130 live those aren't live, those are recorded, 130 one-on-one shows with experts, and lots of famous people in there. If you are, you're a famous person junkie, you're going to get your fix right there. Just go to the episodes tab. But otherwise, if you want just a regular peeps, like we're talking to you today, most of our partners, some of them are actually becoming famous or famous-ish, But they're the ones who are really doing the work. They know what they're experts in what they do. Like you, Elliot, you're a high performance coach. So real quick, give us a little bio about you, and then let's jump into something that somebody can implement this weekend on this take action journey where I'm saying it's time to start kicking some arse.
Yeah. So what I get to do, right, high performance coach, and people like, what is a high performance coach? It's just, I get to help people get to that next level. And whatever that next level is for someone, it could be, oh, just waking up at 8 a.m. every day. Or somebody else could be, oh, I'm breakfast is done, workout is done, morning journal is done, morning routine is done by 8 a.m., right? So it could be many different things for many different people. And I just love what I get to do, and I just enjoy it so much.
So you're from Minnesota. What since we're talking about age today, what age bracket are you in?
I am the tail end of Gen X.
Tail end. What am I? I'm Gen X.
Yes.
I'm 48. So what?
Yeah.
What is that? What are you?
41.
You meant tail end as in much younger than me, as opposed to the tail end, then that would be the beginning. So I was thinking the end, but it's really the beginning. So you're the beginning. You're the 41. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Young, another young person. Okay, put the check mark here, Elliot.
So.
Yeah, you're still Gen X, barely.
Yes.
Barely Gen X, just at cutoff. Okay, I'm going to note in your file here. So I just got to, I've got to make sure. Now we know we were putting everybody in their Gen categories. Who knew?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Labels. These labels. Can't we just go back to normal like everybody's just a person?
I'm just
a guy. I'm just a girl. What happened? Where did this all go wrong? Oh, my goodness. All right, so let's do this. So high performance.
Let me answer your question.
This weekend, I really want people to kick it into gear, okay? And that's what I've been preaching it all week. We're in the third week of the March Maskless Madness Month. And next week, we're focusing on business and marketing. And the following week, it's personal and business coaching for the all-star partners. So we're coming into the home stretch where we're really putting the icing on the cake. So I want everyone to listen to episode 171, get your pen and paper out, and start making your plans, start making your schedules, start implementing these different ways of what you want to change into your life. So what do you want them to do as they are embarking on this great awakening journey where there's no more excuses? And they're there now with a pen and paper. What do you want them to do?
Yes, with that pen and paper, the one thing everyone can do is be intentional with their calendar, right? Making sure that we're having positive intention, though, okay? Because we also have those negative intentions. Yes, positive intentions are your calendar, and take back control. Take back those decisions and say, okay, what do I want to accomplish this weekend? What do I want to do on Saturday? It can be spend time with my spouse, spend time with my kids, have family time, do something regarding the business, do something regarding my career, level up in this skill, whatever it is, right? Put it down in the calendar so you're not leaving it to chance or randomness or just, oh, if it happens, then I'll do it, right? Yes, be intentional and take back that control and say, I'm blocking off this time to do this, whatever that this is for you.
What if you really can't do that? I mean, I hate to say it.
What do you mean? I
shouldn't use myself as an example, but I always throw my own issues, my own problem, me, because I'm the guinea pig. Because I figured if somebody is listening and they don't want to admit it, I'll be the victim. I'll be the one who takes it first. I'll shoot me first. Everyone behind me. So let's see, does it really hurt? Right? I'll throw myself out there with
the team, Michelle.
I do. I'm trying, man. You should see what I'm just. Every day I sit here at this desk and I have to put a helmet on. I put a bulletproof vest. I got, shrapnel coming at me. It's crazy. Everything that I'm, it's like, bah! But I'm just, I always use myself as an example because I find that if it'll be easier for other people to jump on board or to agree or to, have a conversation or be vulnerable or say, me too. Or, I know, I can totally relate to that. That's the issue I have. So I have no problem airing all dirty, not necessarily dirty laundry, but any issues or any conversations or, I might ask, I call them kindergarten questions. Like last week, I don't know if you've listened to any of the shows, we were talking about health, wellness, and fitness. three topics I know nothing about, like literally, because I don't get off my lazy rear end and exercise. But I mean, I eat well because I enjoy cooking. So I eat well, but fitness, oh my God, no way. So like, I'm asking questions like probably kids and literally when I say kindergarten question. And I don't have a problem asking it because I know a lot of other people have that same question they want to ask. So anyway, roundabout story. What are we at, 109? How much, you got like 5 minutes? You want to do 5 more minutes? You good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're well over. It's Friday. I think what I'm going to just admit on Fridays, it's going to get a little hairier and it's a little bit, little hairier and scarier on Fridays just because, four live shows during the week plus, real other work and everything else. I instigated it. So I have to take blame. See, I'm taking one for the team. I am taking blame for the show being off the rails on a Friday afternoon. Funny stuff. So what I was saying was, what if you don't have the time or you, and I know you're supposed to make the time and you've got to choose to make the time. I guess my question is, then do the high performance. Yes, you have to make the sacrifices, right? I mean, I know that if I don't do the exercises, I'm not going to lose the weight. I'm not going to get the muscle. If I'm not going to do something that I want to take myself to the next level in a high performance category, something has to give, right? So how what do you say to people that says, I just don't have the time? And like I said, I'm not using that as an excuse because I can make the time. It's just that there's so many other things that have to get done that I put them as a priority. So is there something that you, not like we need another exercise, but is there something that you know what I mean? It's like, what you want me to do? You want me, I don't have time to do the things on my list. You're going to add something else to my list now? Or is there something that you say to people where it's almost like you give them that one last shake where you found that last word of encouragement or that reality check is what made them actually take the step to make the change? Does that kind of make sense?
First question I would ask, if they say they can't do it, right? I would say, are you saying you can't do it or you won't do it, right? And then we'll go from there. But like you said, you have so many other things going on. Yes, everybody's so busy, but let's take three things. Let's take three things from what are your top three priorities for this weekend. And we'll make sure that we get those in your calendar. Somehow, some way, those top three priorities are going to get it, make their way into your calendar somehow, some way. Right? So just looking at it from that approach instead of saying, oh my gosh, I have a to-do list of 20 items. Because you might do 15 of those 20 items. But then you're not thinking about those 15 and you're thinking more so about the 5 that you didn't complete. So let's just do 3. Pick those 3, put those 3 in your calendar, and knock them out of the ballpark.
All right, so we'll just keep it.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it's at the end of the day. I mean, let's be blunt. You have to decide to do whatever it is that you need to do, whether you're cutting something out or you're adding something in. And there's no magic. There's no magic potion to it all. It's literally – it's almost like I tell myself, how bad do you want this? How bad do you really want that to happen? So you have to, I don't want to give Nike any credit because they're an evil company and they believe in slave labor and in making their sneakers and pay people a penny an hour, but they charge $400 for the shoe. Way to go, Nike. Way to go ahead and make it outside of the country. Support America. Go Nike. But it's just do it, right? It's all about you just do it. You just need to make that decision to do it. So you have to either take the sacrifice, add it in, take the time, lose something. But I think maybe the moral of the story, the focus of it is really put things, what's a priority? What is a priority? What are the three? Oh, and I actually wrote it down, top three priorities. But top three priorities on a bigger scale. But a bigger scale, not like a task list. I think it's almost the point where you want to, and I'll contribute on this when I finish my roundabout sentence. What are the top three things in your life that you are doing that you want to focus on either changing in a positive way or eliminating or something along those? What are the top three things that are the most important to you? And then kind of sub-analyze each of those. And decide I've got to change some things in here. I got to clean some of the stuff up in here. I want to focus more on here. And I'm talking everything from relationships to business to, you know, even spending time working and volunteering at nonprofits to doing more in the community, family, anything, cooking. I mean, be, you know, specific. What are the top three things that are the most important? And that's probably where you need to then prioritize from there, because then maybe that would help push that, push everyone over the edge to really decide to finally be intentional with their calendars a little bit more. So does that make sense? Or I'm kind of talking in circles.
No, very much so. Very much so. And people need to take back that control and not live somebody else's expectations of them, right? Say, no, I'm taking back these controls that I can create what I want to create, and not saying I'm going to live for my parents or I'm going to live for my kids or I'm doing this because society expects me to do this. No. Say, I'm taking back this control because this is what I want to do, right? So taking back that control and saying, okay, these are my priorities and this is what I'm going to move forward with. But also, people need also to give themselves some grace. Be kind to yourself. Say if you wanted to go work out for an hour and you only got 30 minutes in. Okay, you still got 30 minutes in. So be kind to yourself and don't beat yourself up saying, oh my gosh, I'm such a failure. I'm such a loser because I didn't work out for an hour like I said I was going to.
Yeah, I mean, 30 minutes, is that's more than enough. I mean, that is a...
Yeah.
Whoa, 30 minutes. 30 minutes, you're good to go there. Hour, crazy. It's because you're 41. I'm 41 and I'm a man, so I can work out for an hour. What? You got me crazy. All right, it's 1:15. Give your contact information, Elliot, so people can get a hold of you. And if there's anything you need to plug, like an event or something that's coming up, please do that.
Yeah, I don't have any events coming up at foreseeable future, but if people want to reach out and connect with me, they can on my website, ElliotVangs.com. That's Elliot with two L's and two T's, VANG.com.
All right, Elliot, you're a fun and new partner for the community. Thanks for reaching out. I don't know how we connected, but we're there. So welcome aboard. Make sure you jump on for April, and looking forward to talking to you next month. And I'm going to be very intentional this weekend. I'm going to start getting very specific. So should be interesting to see. You might want to tune in Monday to see what comes out of my mouth as to what I did on Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. I think there'll be some reveals on Monday. There'll be some reveals. Should be interesting.
Michelle. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself.
Well, oh my God, I always forget that. I don't want to go down that road. All right. Thank you, Elliot, for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next month.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Oh my goodness. All right. 1:17. And this is important. I am going to do another segment of the breaking news. The only reason I didn't do it in the beginning is because it was going too long and I wanted to bring on the guests since they were piling up in the queue. But this is important because these three items literally affect every single person that is in this country at a scale that your mind will explode when you understand what they are going to do to you. They will ruin not only this country, they will ruin almost everything about your entire your lives, these two acts that are coming, or the two issues. All right, so where's my breaking news, and then we'll wrap up the show, and then let you go out for the weekend. All right, there's more breaking news. Okay, I've already told you it was coming. The notorious MTG Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene was on Steve Bannon's War Room this morning. And the socialist regressive demon rats are trying to get her out of office because she's one of the only people in the D.C. swamp who's sticking up for we the people. Could not believe they're doing this. 73 of these USA-hating evil beings that we talk about all the time, they signed a resolution to have her expelled from Congress. They did this today. And coincidentally, Twitter suspended her today to silence her. You don't think they're working together? Yeah, I believe that's against the law, but there is no law nowadays. It's just like there's no freedom nowadays. So another thing, for anyone who's listening, if you think you live in a free country, we no longer live in a free country. You just don't necessarily feel it yet, but you should feel it because you've been told to wear a mask, shut down your business, not go to church. Kids aren't in school. Borders wide open, criminals coming across, all kinds of chaos, sex trafficking, human trafficking. That's what it's all about down there. And it's also about getting more bodies in to create more boats because there'll be more dependence on welfare. And that's 100% fact, which is your money, which is my money, which then those budgets, you know, that $1.9 trillion that they just handed out to the planet, we only got 9%. You only got a $1,400 check, and not a lot of people got a $1,400 check. $1.9 trillion. So why are we paying taxes? I don't know. I'm not going to tell you not to pay them. I know what I'm going to do. So here's the deal with Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, notorious MTG. She needs your help. So if you can donate, please text MTG to 89477. And if you can't, that's okay. No big deal. We're going to get her on the show. I'm working on it. I'm working on getting her on the show. She's amazing. And if you didn't hear the segment that I played, her 3-minute segment, she explains everything and what's going on in D.C., that it's a business. It's an operation. And that's why nobody helps us. They all just want to keep it status quo. That's how they make their money. They keep their power. And it's both sides. Remember, it's us versus all of them. There's only a handful of Republicans that are doing something good. None of the Democrats are. Only a handful of Republicans, like 3 or 4. And then all of the other ones, which I'm going to talk to them in a second, are against us, the people. So here are the action items that you can do today and every day. There's 3 take action items. This stuff is so important. She created H.R. 1883, which is my Protect America First Act. It's a comprehensive bill to solve the immigration and border crisis, which has just begun to be completely out of control. She needs more Republicans to co-sponsor it. So what you need to do is you need to go to the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and you need to contact your politicians. And just if you can, just do your own state. If you want to branch out and do the other ones, doesn't matter. Every Republican in the country needs to jump on this bill and support her, and we have to force them to join her because they don't want the correct immigration. They want it just the way it is, and that's not going to work for us, the American people. So you need to contact the congressman in any state that you can. Your own, great, but you need to make time to pick up. You need to call them. You can email them. You can tweet them. All the contact information is on our website for everybody in the country at every level of government. And in Arizona, we always have our special section, which happens to also be next to, there's a recall section there. So I want you to keep in mind, we need to get those bad ones out. Those bad ones out here, especially in Mayor Corruption County. So go to the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the politician contact info page. That's for nationwide. And if you're here in Anarchy, Arizona, there's an Arizona elected officials contact info page in the Arizona section. Everything is there. So you just need to click. You just click, click, click. That's it. It's all there. So you'll get the phone numbers. You get the emails. Some emails are set up automatically. You need to say, hey, you swamp creatures, you hate America and you hate the American people. You better put your name on MTG's bill, 1883. You ain't going to get a salary paid for us in 2022. You're going to have to go get a real job. That's what you tell them. You tell them whatever else comes out of your mouth. Number 2, this one is so bad. We're going to do a special segment, and I'm not sure who I'm going to bring on to do it with me. And we're going to go through what these bills are, because you need to know what you're hearing about on them on the mainstream media. It's, don't even bother. Turn it off. The conservative media, the so-called conservative, but they're not even doing a good job explaining them because the stuff in it is so bad. So we're going to just, you need to read the video yourself, or we're going to do something on the air. All right. It's 1:23. I'm going to wrap it up here. So for number 2, it's the H.R. 1 for the People Act. Remember, the name is opposite of what's in the bill, just like it was supposed to be the coronavirus aid package. 9% went to the people. The rest of it all over the place had nothing to do with corona. Then the H.R. 1 is the one that's already passed the House, so you need to contact your senators because it needs to not go through. It'll completely destroy the election integrity because it federalizes everything. And it would legalize all of the fraud from 2020. The laundry list of what's in it is so bad, including anyone that's running for office. They get a match for the money raised and then from the government, a 6-to-1 ratio, plus they could use that and take the money as a salary. So example, I raised $1. I automatically get $6 from the government. Here are my taxes to this person's campaign. So I would be running. I raised a dollar. Then government gives me $6 of your tax dollars. And then I could say, well, my salary is $6 an hour. I could take that $6 and put it in my pocket. Yeah, that's what's in the bill. It's insane. It is insane. Number three, filibuster. This is where there is something we need to do. We need to make sure this isn't taken away. And there's only two senators on the demon rat side who want to keep it. Okay. One of them is Anarchy Arizona's very own Kristen Sinema. So that's our low hanging fruit, take action item, people. So we need to support her. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying that. And we let her know that she needs to stand strong and hold the line. Don't cave. Don't take the bribes. Don't be afraid of the threats. So contact her. Let her know she needs to stand strong and keep the filibuster. That thing goes away. You think it's bad now? You think the stuff that I keep telling you is bad? You have no idea how bad it's going to get. It might be at the point where you can't fix it. You're just not seeing at all of it yet. But like I said, you should have seen it. Should have seen it starting a year ago with the propaganda, political propaganda plandemic. None of this needed to happen. No shutdown. There was no pandemic. There never was. They manipulated the numbers to create fear. That's all it was. And there was agendas. There was control, getting rid of small businesses, seeing how far they could push the American people. It was about shutting things down, not letting people communicate, an excuse for all of this mail-in, mail-out ballots, mail-in ballots, changing of laws, or unconstitutional changing to manipulate, to get rid of Trump and make sure that he doesn't get reelected, to rig the election. If you don't believe me, Time Magazine, they wrote an article. They explained it. Watch Mike Lindell's The Election Absolute Proof. It's on the website, Take Action tab. You can see it right there. You want to learn a little bit more? Watch Dr. Simone Gold, The Frontline Doctors, the video. It's right there too. Absolute Proof, there's other shorter versions on the website. There's four videos there. So you don't have to, if you don't have 2 hours, watch the one that's 15 minutes. The information's there, guys. So anyway, support Kristen Sinema. Wow, saying it out loud. And we all need to take action. We need to take action and contact our elected elites and tell them hell no on this stuff, because it does matter. Believe it or not, the feedback I've been getting from people in political positions or in this world, when you start blowing up the phones, start sending the emails, it actually does work. So we need everybody to do that. You can't sit back, can't do nothing. You can't let them destroy our freedom, our liberty, our God-given rights in this incredible country. As Raj said in that little segment, he was never involved. We've gone past that point. We talked about it yesterday with Shelby. It's our duty, in order to each of us every day have to do one thing, have to do at least one thing, because everything's on the line. You might be busy at work. You might be busy with the kids. You might be out and about doing whatever it is that you do. But these things affect every single person's life, and we've let it slide for too long. We've let them be in control, where now they're all working together against us. Oh, Faye, I can keep talking and talking and talking about this. I just want everybody to jump on, and I'm giving you the resources of where to go, the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I'm making it easy for you. So anyway, I will let you guys go. I don't need to remind you about the 11 bigs and all the bad people. It's just us. Remember, we're all in this together. Nobody else is helping us, but we've got to work together. You've got to take action, not only for your own life. You're doing this to save a country at this point, which is crazy, right? That's crazy, but that's where it is. It's that bad. And I know a lot of people don't pay attention to this stuff like I do, where I'm sitting all weekend long listening to 24 hours of different shows in all these different categories. So I'm just relaying the info. I'm relaying the info. Again, what I mentioned the other day, Mike Adams, go to the Take Action tab and go to the must listen to podcast, talk radio shows, that page. And Mike Adams' situation update, the Health Ranger, his episode from March 16th tells you all about the quote-unquote vaccine, which is not a vaccine, remember? And then the episode he did yesterday gives you a real insight onto logistics on what's going on in the commercial world and the production manufacturing world. Totally learned all that. It's not pretty. Like, I'm telling you, we've got to do what we've got to do to save what we've got left. Okay. Again, I'm going to play the little song, the little gay Disney song. We're all in this together. Maybe just to shock you one more time. Just one more time. I'm begging you guys, you all got to take action. You got to do some, you got to do these take action items every day, because if we don't do it, nobody else is going to, and you're going to turn around literally in a month, in 2 months and go, oh my God, why didn't I do anything? And we can't fix this. Step in, not exaggerating, step in. Listen to the shows, listen to yesterday's shows, 183, listen 181, 183, all the shows, tons of stuff, topics. Yesterday's show's pretty powerful. I really want everyone to listen to that 183. All right, go have a great weekend. A special thank you to all of our guests and partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their info and episodes, again, are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, episodes tab, take action tab, partners and patriots tab. Everything is there. If you can't find it, I don't know. I can't be more descriptive. I've told you about the episodes to watch. I've asked you to do that. If you want to participate, so much, okay? Just so much. It's all there, but we have to make the time. And I know that I've been really bad at doing that, but I'm going to be intentional with my calendar this weekend because I wrote it down, and now I'm going to make myself accountable. Each week's getting better, but it's time to kick it up a notch. Tune in Monday, another episode, 12 p.m. Pacific time. For your nooner, for in motivation, inspiration, information, and a little entertainment. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. All the information, 5 guests, 7-minute segments filled with tons and tips and takeaways. I promise I'll be getting the show back on track so we are in the hour because this is way too long. It's too much. I don't want you guys to turn it off. We'll get back on the track with an hour. That's what we're doing Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I'm going to promise. And then our all stars are on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Big lineup next week for the theme is business and marketing success. Got some heavy hitters for Tuesdays and Thursdays shows. So again, go ahead and get your stuff together this weekend. Listen to the shows. Pick what you want to focus on. Make it happen. It's time. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it too. No more excuses, no more masks. Rip up those dirty masks, people, and live on those common sense caps. Just leave them on. Leave them on. It's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, and reopen America 100%. And remember, once you commit, everything changes. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. You got this. You're the champion. Remember, Carrie? You listen to her all day. You're awake, everybody. Go take action on what we share today. Make it a great day. Make it a great weekend because you deserve it. Monday, nooner.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.